Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. Do you ever cry when you drive?
In DC traffic? Every day, Patrick. Every damn day. So, before we get started with today's episode,
yes,
do we want to mention that last week, almost a week ago, mm-hmm. was a monumental sports moment,
Should definitely mark this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Browns won a game.
They did. They actually won a football game. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And the Bud Light was unlocked across the city.
That's right.
Hey, it could be the start of a new chapter. Baker Mayfield.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the start of something big.
Yeah. Could be.
All,
way to go, Browns.
There we go. There we go. So, let's keep that rolling. Now we need a winning streak.
That was a long losing streak.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, for the rest of this week here on Rockin' the Suburbs, uh-huh. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are going to take some listener calls, right?
Yeah.
So, we get, the feedback from the peoples. They email us and they tweet at us and they do all those things. But we like to give a little bit of priority to the calls
because
we to hear the people.
Mm-hmm.
So all this week we're going to do some listener calls and then we can sort of blather about whatever they are, talking about. They make really good points and then we come in and just kind of goof off, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's start with this one here. This is a call about, let me look up my notes here. Okay. It references when we had an Echo Park Jimmy call and he talked about the 80s soundtracks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a plays off of that. It builds off of that.
Great.
All right.
Hey, it's Jeff from Kansas City here at Echo Park Jimmy. Talk about soundtracks. It was yesterday when I listened to it, brought to mind a story, remind me of a soundtrack. I was desperately trying to finish college, or not to finish, maybe in the summer of 1982. I was having to take a class at the University of Kansas, where I went to school, and had to commute to Kansas City a couple days a week to take class so I could get my degree. And I had a 73 Pinto wagon with a fake wood grain side panel and only had an AM radio. And AM radio is probably as much of a wasteland now as it ever was. So I either had a choice of listening to Paul Harvey in the morning or the oldie station. So I'm driving that hour trip down K-10 and listening to the oldie station, and I hear this kind of weird blues song, and this blues chords, and then this slide guitar part. And by the end of the song, I was pretty much in tears. So I had no idea what it was, and they didn't apparently have any DJs announcing anything, just commercials. So about 3-4 years later, I was in. Was working, so I joined the record club. Got a drop out and rejoin, so I'd get another dozen CDs at the time. Right, it was actually a vinyl. So I ended up getting the Porky's Revenge soundtrack. And I never saw the movie, but it had Dave Edmunds on it, so I was really excited by it. Turned out it had also Jeff Beck and George Harrison, Robert Plant, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Willie Nelson, too. So when I started playing the Jeff Beck song, it's called Sleepwalk, and it was that same song I had heard years ago, but in his version. So by the time when I found out later that it was recorded by Santo and Johnny, that was the song that had made me cry a few years ago. So it was nice to finally find that out and to have a great Jeff Beck version of that song.
What about that?
Wow, that's pretty amazing. A lot of good stuff in there. Pinto station wagon.
That is great. And I'll defend Paul Harvey, first of all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was some good listening back in the day. There's some good stuff here. First of all, Porky's Revenge.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't think I ever saw that.
No, movie. I missed that one too.
But I'm looking at the soundtrack is actually on Spotify.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's only one grayed out song. Mm-hmm. And it does look kind of amazing for that movie. Like, where did this come from?
Yeah,
like, who put this together?
Yeah, exactly. Who was on the production staff that was able to get the licenses for all these incredible, like, iconic rockers?
Carl Perkins doing Honey Don't is on here. You mentioned there's a couple of Dave Edmunds songs. The Fabulous Thunderbirds do Stagger Lee.
It's kind of incredible.
They must have hired Dave Edmunds. There's like four Dave Edmunds songs here.
He must have. Just help me get this straight. What came first? Was it Porky's 2 the next day or Porky's Revenge? Oh. I know there's a couple of follow-ups.
The two must have come before this,
yeah, I hope
right?
So.
I would guess.
The Revenge was at the end.
So that's hilarious. And he just gets the soundtrack because he sees that Dave Edmunds is on it, which sort of goes to your point about soundtracks that
sometimes you
want to buy them because they have these rarities on them that you're never going to find anywhere else, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like he was plunking down just for the Dave Edmunds track and everything else was a bonus. Right. That's even better.
So Sleepwalk is the one that he had heard.
Yep.
And this, we'll play this here in a second, this Jeff Beck version of it. But that's a really nice story about how the song brought him to tears while he
really
was driving
is.
Because it's an instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to have like a lot of impact,
amazing.
Right?
Because
usually the thing that would really get you emotional would be some sad lyrics or
vocal
something
performance.
Really, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But for an instrumental, that's really telling you.
That's really got to
really
hit
saying
hard.
Something. Yeah. All right, let's hear the Jeff Beck version, and later we can listen to the original.
Great.
Pretty faithful,
yeah,
right?
Pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. The original was a number one hit in 1959.
Okay. Again, it's interesting for an instrumental,
there
right?
It is, yeah, it's different. Yeah. Yeah, there can't be that many. We'll have to ask Craig Rosen about it, but there,
that's
there, there couldn't have been that many instrumentals that topped the charts.
No. I think everybody knows that
tune,
right? I mean, it's been covered a million times, and the original still is out there. I mean, you hear it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in like commercials or movie trailers or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it definitely sets sort of a feeling. It has a certain, you know, tone to it.
Yeah.
Like I said, this Jeff Beck version, I think it sounds really faithful to the original. Maybe just has that little bit of that kind of British blues, a little heavier, you know, not quite as light as the original version, the Santo and Johnny one, but you know, it's the song.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
You recognize it.
And,
yeah.
And brilliantly, smoothly played as well. Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, really cool. Very specific memory from way long back. Yeah, that's interesting to me too.
That's wonderful. And it also speaks to the time when, you know, you really had to work at being a music fan,
yeah,
right? You
that's
like,
right.
Like, you know, that song stuck with him for years, but he never... you know, he didn't know what it was until this random sort of occurrence, you know, that happened. Because how would you find out?
Right. Moved you to tears. And they probably weren't announcing it on AM radio. They're just playing a big block of oldies.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah, okay, that's great so stuff. Cool. So we'll play out with the Santo and Johnny version. Yeah. It's an awesome song. It really is one of the great all-time rock tunes.
Great to hear a new voice on Rock in the Suburbs.
Jeff.
Jeff. Thank you, sir.
Jeff from Kansas City. KU guy, like our friend Mike Snyder.
Oh, yeah. Big KU guy, Mike Snyder.
Yes. Yep. I think they're all big KU guys, aren't they? That's a kind of school.
Once you go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always a big KU guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, we want to know how much like Jayhawks apparel do you have in your closet? Take a count for us. Let us know.
That's right.
All right. We're going to do more.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Listener calls the rest of the week. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You can call 612-440-1984. And leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that gets you to the top of the list for when we do these things.
That's right.
You can also, if you prefer, you can email. We do read emails from time to time.
Yes.
rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us and tweet at us and Facebook us and all that stuff on the social media channels. All those are at suburbspod. What else? Anything else? Please rate and review the show.
Rate and review is important.
On Apple Podcasts.
That's very important.
We could use that. That would help us out.
5 stars.
And go Browns, right?
Yeah, that's right. Go Browns. Go Baker Mayfield.
That's right. Okay, so with that, listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Including tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Frame of this film twice.